The culture and history of Buddhism is being showcased in a special art exhibition. Secrets of Buddhist Art, Tibet, Japan, and Korea features works from the permanent collection of the Newark Museum in New Jersey. The show was put together specifically for the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. Katie Paul is curator of Asian art at the Newark Museum.
You're going to see spectacular Buddhist art from Tibet, Japan, and Korea, and you're going to see it displayed in an unusual way that represents a mandala and that also offers you several visions of complete sets of paintings, very rare to see in any museum collection.
You may be asking what a mandala is.
A symbol of the circle, a sphere of influence, circle of friends, entourage of retainers, but also represents a sacred palace with all of the inhabitants of a palace, often depicted in a painting form.
Katie Del May, a curator at the Frist, says you don't have to be an expert on Buddhism to appreciate what you'll see in Secrets of Buddhist Art.
The objects themselves are just, you know, beautiful works of art. They're almost 90, or a little over actually 90, paintings and sculptures. They range in date quite broadly from the 13th century to the early 20th century. And as you know, of course, made by artists working in Tibet and Korea and Japan. So I think it's a really wonderful opportunity to kind of have a survey of Asian art and to learn more about the traditions of those peoples.
Paul agrees.
I think that there's so much universal about the human condition in this exhibition. You'll see images of teachers and students. You'll see images of people just wanting to figure out how to be healthy or wealthy. You'll see images of how people want to be saved.
And she says visitors will see works representing numerous bodhisattvas.
A bodhisattva is an enlightened being, a being that can attain nirvana, can leave the cycle of birth and rebirth, but chooses instead to remain in the cycle of life and death until all sentient beings can be enlightened. I think that one of the reasons why this is appealing to everyone is that one of the reasons why it appears very frequently in different forms of popular culture, whether it's music or whether it's entertainment, because it tells very human stories. It makes people reflect on their lives, like what it means to be helpful, in this case for a bodhisattva. What does it mean to be altruistic?
The pieces in Secrets of Buddhist Art are finely crafted and detailed. It's not hard to picture each visitor finding one piece they like best. Del May found one that stood out to her.
I must say that I am particularly drawn to the crowned Tibetan Buddha. They think it is the historical Buddha, given that he's one of his hand gestures is that of that he's thought to have made when he became enlightened. And I just think it's an incredibly serene and beautiful and really contemplative piece. So that's one not to miss.
Paul has a favorite or two as well.
One of my favorites is a Japanese shrine of the King of Bright Passion, and it shows this fierce deity, red-skinned with six arms, but he comes out of a beautiful little shrine house that has a peaceful form of the same deity just behind him. So it really shows you a whole package, almost dollhouse-like, of how a divine figure is created and worshipped.
Both Del May and Paul tell us we'll be able to relate to the works and Secrets of Buddhist Art, as many of the messages are universal. And Del May suggests we savor the selections in the show.
This is an exhibition that really takes time to go through. Close looking is really rewarding. So many of the objects have so many details. I mean, they're just packed with imagery and narrative. And I would encourage either a really long stay or a repeat visit so you can really let it all soak in.
Secrets of Buddhist Art, Tibet, Japan, and Korea runs at the Frist Center through May 7th. There's more information at fristcenter.org. That's fristcenter.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.